next few weeks. Thanks a lot, Toby. You trialled one at the Gold in Brisbane this morning. Winter Bride. Yeah.
She didn't go around in Brisbane. We kept her home at the Gold Coast. We had jump outs there this morning on the B grass over 1,000 metres, so we just let her roll up there just to get her back into a bit of fitness, and she trialled up nicely and really happy with where she's at the moment as well.
Yeah, she's a nice horse going forward. Good on you. Thanks for taking our time, Toby.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Toby Edmonds from Melbourne with Hootson and Granny Red Shoes, YPO, Silfeed. And those jump outs from this morning, they are available on the Melbourne Racing Club website after lunchtime, if you want to go to that website, Melbourne Racing Club. Caroline Searcy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Another evening of bread to win this evening.
Yeah, look, it's you get out and about and everything. We've got a huge day at Muswellbrook with the Need for Feed Drought Relief Program. Racing HQ's going on the road next week out in the country areas to really spell out how, and this time next week we'll be at Scone, and I'm really keen to get a couple of the stud properties to come over and have a chat to us at the racecourse, because it is so extremely dry going into a breeding season.
Well, it is. You know, some of the farms, even the farms with irrigation, you know, they're finding so many of the rivers that they draw from, they're running dry as well. And you see it, one of our stories from Kingstar Farm, Matthew Samblin's Kingstar, Lord of the Sky is the stallion we're looking at. But you'll see in the background, you know, you can't avoid it. I mean, it is golden dry. You know, it's just not a blade of green grass in some of these farms. But, you know, obviously they're feeding all the stock and they're able to do so, some of the farms. But obviously there are plenty of them in dire straits, you're right.
Yeah, no, anyway, we look forward to seeing that story on Lord of the Sky. And I know you've caught up with Sam Hayes tonight.
That's right, yes. Cornerstone stud. It's part of the old Lindsay Park, of course. He's part of the Hayes dynasty. And we look at some of their young stallions, the Prancelot, Zebedee, Free Eagle, and a few others as well this evening. But, look, you know, it's just poles apart from New South Wales. Even though South Australia hasn't had as much rain as they would normally have through winter, it does look almost Irish green in comparison to what we're seeing around the Hunter Valley and in Queensland.
Understand. And also a story tonight from the Thoroughbred Breeders Australia, and he's a very popular name, Basil Nolan.
Well, that's right. This is Basil Nolan. Now, this is the third Basil Nolan. So Basil Nolan Sr. is, of course, the president of CBA, but there are four of them. We even see in a story coming up, young Basil Nolan, who's the fourth one.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you? Oh, come on, you're having a go with me.
No, there can't be four
Basil Nolans.
Yep, that's a story on Raheem coming up soon. But we have the third Basil Nolan, because his grandfather started. And he's talking about the horse that made him fall in love with racing, and how when you breed a horse and it really keeps you in the game. You know, a lot of people are born into racing and breeding, but they decide to get out of it. But he talks about the passion that kept him within it, and he keeps running Raheem Stud.
I've got two sons and can't have another one, so I can't have an Andrew Bensley Jr., but four Basil Nolans?
I know. It would be incredibly confusing, but they seem to work it out. And
Junior,
all these in a pod, I can tell you. They all look the spitting image of each other.
What time tonight, Caroline?
9 o'clock this evening, and you can see it, of course, live on racingnewsouthwales.com.au if you want to watch it with the live streaming. But Sky Thoroughbred Central, 9 p.m.
Good on you. Have a good week.
Super. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Caroline Searcy joining us, bred to win on Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight. There'll be a heap of racing news on the Twitter page at Andrew Bensley, at Sky Sports Radio 1 right through the day. You've had plenty of it given to you on the program. Who will get the last three slots? Greg Hickman saying Parada, more likely now to run in the tramway, and then goes to Melbourne for the Sir Rupert Clark and the Toorak. And Rod Lyons, well, they want to run Nature Strip, but the well's gone dry, so we'll wait and see what happens over the next few weeks. After the news break, a full preview for Muswellbrook.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. In breaking news this morning, we came very close to having a new leader of the Liberal Party and possibly a new Australian Prime Minister after current PM Malcolm Turnbull declared the Liberal Party leadership position vacant earlier this morning. Following this news, a meeting and a vote was held in the party room in Canberra, and it was later announced that Malcolm Turnbull had won the vote 48-35. He will remain in the leadership role. More than 50% of speeding drivers have admitted they don't think speeding was dangerous. The shocking revelations come from alarming new research by Roads and Maritime Services. Detectives are working to catch the people who left a young father on the side of a New South Wales road with fatal burns. The 23-year-old from Lake Macquarie was discovered by a taxi driver badly burnt, lying in roadside grass at Whitebridge near Newcastle yesterday morning, and sadly died on the way to hospital. In sports news, Melbourne are confident they will have Cameron Smith available for their trip to the Gold Coast, but the Storm will be without four big stars for the clash. Olympic gold medal winning sprinter Usain Bolt begins training this morning with the Central Coast Mariners in Gosford. Sydney has also revealed that Buddy Franklin is in doubt for Saturday night's blockbuster against Hawthorn, and Penrith's hopes of beating the Warriors on Friday night have suffered a huge blow, with forward Viliami Kikau at risk of missing the crucial away game due to visa issues. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And here is the champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic soil.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus, another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals, or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And good morning, everybody. 10 past 10, big day of racing today at Muswellbrook. It is the Need for Feed Drought Relief. And Dwayne Dowles there. Morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Cozzy.
A great idea, and great to see everyone supporting the farmers, doing all we can to help them out in what is an absolutely horrendous time.
Absolutely, and so the funds of the race today through Aquis too have been amazing supporters for this race day, in line with the tab as well. We're looking at a minimum 20,000, and if we have some good bets come up from Richie Calendar, it could even be a fair bit more than that as well. So good result for our local farmers, particularly in the Upper Hunter, who'll be supporting through this course today.
Yep, too right. It is parched dry there at the moment. Now, today, tell us about your track and rail and so forth.
Yep, so we've got a good four today. Weather is perfect. Not a cloud in the sky up in the Upper Hunter, but that's pretty normal for this time of year at the moment, Cozzy. The rail, 3 metres from the 1280 to the 300 where that cutaway applies, and I know some of the trainers really enjoy that cutaway. It certainly opens up the field once they hit the straight here. So looking forward to a really good day. Obviously, Aquis are sponsoring most of our races, but we've also got Lewis Seed Memorial, who Lewis was one of our muscle trainers that sadly passed away 12 months ago, so we'll be honouring him as well today.
And Danielle's done a great job training too.
Absolutely, yeah, and only just recently she's heading off to Danny Williams down at Goulburn, so a really big coup for Danny. She's going to be heading off and working with him, but yeah, she's an amazing talent and certainly one of the trainers to look for in the future.
Yeah, wish her all the best. Good on you, Dwayne. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Cozzy.
There we go, Dwayne Dowell at Muswellbrook, the Need for Feed Drought Relief Day. Here, Gary Harley's with me. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, good program. Really good, strong country program. The weather's great. Bit of breeze here down in the Lower Hunter. I live about an hour away from Muswellbrook. Haven't left home yet, but a bit of breeze down here. But we've had some very windy days. Hopefully it don't get up as bad as it has on some occasions. But no, the track's great. It should be a terrific meeting.
Yep, too right. Now, the first day of the day, now one minor Freckia is $2.40. Number two, Pack and 370. Three, Cut the Mustard, 370. Four and five out. Six is Kaleki, is $10. Number seven, All Well, 10. Eight, Prince Carew's, 13. And nine, Lahan, 21. Favourite, 240. Number one, Minor Freckia.
This is a lovely race for him, Sean. He's a Japanese horse, but he's been over here for quite a few years now with Kim War. His recent form, he's had three runs this time in. Two at the mile. And then he went to 2200 at Warwick Farm last start on the 1st of August. He got beat 3.8. Now, what happened there, mate? There was two tearaway leaders. He was 15 lengths off the lead at the 800, and he had to take the field up to the leaders. And he started, you know, he got there, and from about the 400 on, he was a little bit, you know, one pace, and he got beat 3.8, as I said. That race wasn't run to suit because of those tearaway leaders. He goes to 2310 here on a track with a little bit of give in it, which will suit him. I noticed, went back through his Japanese form this morning, and he had a heap of runs, six or eight runs between 2200 and 2400, and was placed in most of them. So I'm not worried about the 2300. And it's a big drop in class today to what he beats. Andrew Gibbons will give him a good run off the pace from barrier one. I made him the best bet of the day, number one, Minor Frick. Number two, Packin, well, he's hard to catch. He's in and out, but he hit his best form the other day to win at Scone. Brian Jenkinson, his trainer, only passed away in the week leading up to the Scone race, and his son Jared took over the training. It was a very emotional win, and he won that day. That was his first win, oh, in about seven or eight starts, but he can stay, and if he puts his best foot forward, he'll run a big race. Three, Cut the Mustard. Well, she's had a pretty tough campaign. She went to Grafton, tailed off in the Cup. They were too good for there. Then she ran third to Packin the other day at Scone, got beat about two lengths. She was no match in the straight. She's got a chance in the race. And number eight, Prince Caruso. But number one's my best bet. One, two, three, and eight.
Audio, race two. Now, one, Collision, $5. Two, Military Red, 26. Three, Aklavik, 101. Number four, My Mustang Sally is 26. Five, Red Letter Rosie, 41. Six out. Seven's Off and He's Glad, 18. Eight out. Nine, Let's Get On With It, 23. 10, Rebecca's Quest, 550. 11, Rubble, $5. 12, Sassy Charlie, $6. 13, Yulong Jupiter, 950. Number 14, Zazanga Zoo, 61. 15, Say Your Order, 440. 16 out. 17, Magic Anna, 41. And 18 is out. Favourite, 440. Number 15, Say Your Order.
Tell you what, it's well known, number nine. Let's Get On With It.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
Hey, but
hang on, let's have a look. My foreplay from Cabinda.
My foreplay, Let's Get On With It. Good. 11, 1, 15, and 10, mate.
Bad man.
Yeah. I love looking at the names and see how they pick them, actually. Number 11, Rubble. I reckon this colt of Mellow Gormans could win today. It's owned by Damien Twower, our good friend, and carries famous colours. And, of course, Damien's got a slot in the Spitzel, in the Everest, and he did own the champion sire and top group one sprinter Spitzel. This horse, Sean, hasn't run since March. He had three starts, and he got beat a long way at Newcastle back at the end of March, and he went to the paddock. His other two runs, he ran 2-4 at Crindo and Armidale. He's a fast-net rock colt, and a horse, like, at that stage, he was a work in progress. Now, Mel's giving a trial at Musselbrook on the 25th of July, and he won the trial nicely. I think he won a trial before that. And then the other day, he trialled lovely at Scone behind a Masara horse, Arafura horse Platonic, never off the bit and got me to better length. Now, I think in between times, and it might have been at Scone, he was a late scratching at the barrier this time in, a few weeks back, testing my memory here, but I'm sure he was. Look, I think he's got a terrific each-way chance at the odds. Number 11, Rubble. Jeff Penns is here to ride him. He's got a good barrier. Number one, Collision trial, really good on the Beaumont track the other day. Only just beaten in a trial at Newcastle prior to that. Form, his two runs last time in. The last one at Port Macquarie was only just beaten. Grant Buckley back from an overseas holiday to ride. Number 15, So You Order, a definite chance. Greg Ryan rides. He had a good day again yesterday at Gunnedah. This horse has been placed its last two. And number 10, Rebecca's Quest. Gerald Ryan with a couple of runners in here today. Adrian Lates riding it. Has got very good speed. 11, 1, 15 and 10.
All right, race three. Now, one, Sister Joy is $9. Two, Max Award, 18. Three, Brian's Babe, $3.30. Number four, Kamehameha 16, 5 Flash Stinger 260, 6 Enjoyable 19, 7's Roy at 21. Number 8, Bill and Ted 420, 9 Diamond Court 41, and 10 Strike Zone 101. 260 favourite number 5 Flash Stinger.
Three very good chances here. Three horses where they are pretty smart for this class, and the benchmark 58. Righto, on top, I've got the outsider of the three, Bill and Ted. He was back for a stack first up at Scone, and he probably just needed the run if you look at the race in hindsight. But a lovely run through in the straight, got nailed right on the post. Mitchell Bell rode him. Mitchell didn't go to Taree. Andrew Gibbons rode him up there, and he bolted in up there. Outside the leader to the home turn, hit the front at the 250, a strong win. Comes here today, Mitchell's riding today, and he goes back on him from a good barrier. It's a tough race, as I said, three very, very good chances. And at the value, I like him. Number 5, Flash Stinger, never got on the fat last start when it runs second at Taree. Three wide all the way, chased hard, had no cover. Prior to that, it runs second in the hottest class one you'd ever see in the country. I'm a Cool Kid, beat Dame Keary. Beat him and Dave Keary run third, got beat 2.8, and he bolted in at Tamworth prior to that. I can see why he's short. He's got barrier one, Jay Cole rides him. Number 3, Brian's Babe, Crusher Farley, was really good winning on this track last start on the 5th of August. Hit the line pretty good, and he'll be hard to beat. He's been heavily backed with tab.com.au. Number 1, Sister Joy, Honest. Best to the others. 8-5, 3-1.
Right, on race 4, the Lewis Seed Memorial. Now 1, Cosmic Charge, 460. 2, Haversack, 51. 3, If By Chance, 21. 4, The Truck, 101. 5, Tickets Up, 34. 6, Famed is 19. Number 7, Kiva, 460. 8's Out, 9, Meals, 750. 10, Ready's Queen, 41. 11, Redeemable, 41. 12, Fast Train, $7. 13, Out, 14, Wagila, 270. 15, Secret Thoughts, 81. 16, Subburst, 101. 17, 18 out, but 14 Wagila, $2.70. That's the favourite, race 4.
This race named after terrific bloke, Lewis. Yeah. We interviewed him a lot on Sky. Trained on the track there. They had the home on the track. That's where his wife and family lived. And it was tragic that he died. And he died suddenly after I think he had a tumour. But it was interesting what Dwayne said to you about Danielle. She is a lovely girl. And she took out the training. And she's going to Danny Williams. Well, she couldn't go to a better bloke. But I think you'll find that when Danny came up here for the wild card, which he won with Don't Give a Damn 12 months ago, it wasn't? No, earlier this year. He stayed at, the horses stayed at their place, were stabled at Seeves on the track, I'm sure of that, and that's probably how the association started. But she'll do well there. She'll learn plenty off Danny, and she's a real hard worker. She must have finished uni because she was going to uni not that long back. But anyway, that's a sidelight to the race, and hopefully it'll be a good race. It's a wide-open race, even though Wagila's favourite, and I think it'll win. There's a few chances in the race. Wagila. Well, it's got the right owner, Sean.
Mm.
Owned by Winx's owner, Debbie Capitas. One of the owners, anyway.
Yep. Winx.
Deb's got a few horses with Chris Lees in those white bloodstock is her company in those colours, purple with a white hoop. This horse, third run in a race, second up at Scone the other day, run was a beauty. Iggy McClellan rode him, and what happened, he led in the race, then showed really good speed. The male was that he'd worked very good before the race. It was a $1.40 chance in the race, Kathmandu with the Snowdens. This horse led. And if he didn't want to wander off the track in the straight, he would have beat Kathmandu. But he lost ground by drifting out. He was green, and Kathmandu got up and beat him on the post. Kathmandu had heap of facings on provincial tracks. So today, barrier one, Art Thompson. No, barrier six. Art Thompson rides him. And he's got very... Now, he has got barrier one. What am I looking at? He's got barrier one, and he has got terrific speed, and the speed maps I looked at have got him leading, which he probably will, and he'll be very hard to run down.
And he's by Epaulette. He's by Epaulette, Gary, and he's by Epaulette, who's a good gallop, and I tell you what, he's turned into a very handy horse at stud, too.
Yeah, but let's say he was an Ingham horse.
Yeah.
Cerise, the old Cerise. I think, did Ingham's race him or did Shake? I think the Ingham's might have raced him. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
but he's anyway, a half-brother to Helmet and Bull Bars.
Yeah, right. He was a good horse. In fact, my brother's bought a share in one of the Magic Millions in an epaulette. But he's got a lot more money than me, by the way. And Sean, Debbie Capitis is the daughter of Jack Ingham.
Yeah.
Right? And, an epaulette was one of their horses. So, anyway, I think he'll be hard to beat. But the top eight Cosmic Charges run was very good at Newcastle first up. Going to beat two lengths. He's in a good stable with Jason Deemer. Digger McClellan rode Wagula at Scone. I think he was a late replacement for Aaron Bullock. He goes on to Cosmic Charge today. It is a big threat. Number 12, Fast Train for Gerald Ryan. Didn't mind its only start when it ran fourth in a race at Goulburn. Got beat four lengths, but it was slow and it was back second last, and it really hit the line from a hell of a long way back. Number 7, fourth pick, Kiva. Had a million chances, but it's going to win one day. 14, 1, 12, and 7.
All right, now race 5, 1 Explosive Missile, $8.50, 2 South 3, 1 Hour 4, $7, 4 Eden Vale, $17, 5 Here Aero is $3.30, 6 Silent Jack, $13, 7 Could I Be, $10, 8 Blazing Issue, $7, 9 Lips and Lashes, $17, 10 Ruble, $3.70, 11 Sweatball, $34, 12 Eyes of Diadiva is $81, $3.30, number 5, Here Aero.
I like Ruble. He's hard to catch. He could do some things wrong. He went through the fence one day on the rail. Went through the rail one day at first time. But Greg Ryan's going to ride him for Barrier 1, which I think will help him. The other day at Parry when he ran 40, he missed a kick by 3 lengths. He got a mile back and he ran on really good beat a couple of lengths. Run 4th at Gosford beat just as a length by a faster with Gerald Ryan. His celebration. First up. Good enough to win this. Ruble, and from Barrier 1, she is, by the way, she's a mare. Angela Davies has won a couple of races in the last week or two. She's on a roll. I like it. I think Heredero will be hard to beat. Chris Lees is the horse, biggest ride nip. Rode a winner yesterday, Dick. This horse the other day at Scone, he got back to the midfield in a field of 13, 3 wide with cover. Bullock rode him. He ran on okay, but he was a bit green down the track. It was at Musselbrook, actually. He was a bit green down the track. But, gee, he hit the line really good. I can see why he's favourite. He'll be hard to beat. Number 8, Blazing Susie. First, Blazing Issue. First up for Johnny Ramsey. And after a spell, a number 1 Explosive Missile. 10-5-8-1.
Rightio, race 6, 1 out. Number 2, Manangatang, $11. 3, All Things in Time, 26. 4 out. 5, Peyton Place, 340. 6, Retribution, $8. Number 7, Bella Brook, 750. 8, Single Intent, 9. 9, The Bohemian is 34. Number 10, Apache Lad, 26. 11, Port Gold, $6. 12, Yazi, $10. 13, Dream Habit, 12. 14, Trinidad, 26. 15, is Sealum at 81. 16, McMissile, 21. 17, 18 out. Favourite, 340. Number 5, Peyton Place.
That'll bring back memories for you, Peyton Place.
Oh, dearie me.
One of your favourite TV shows, wasn't it?
Narrowly behind Here's Humphrey.
What about The Price is Right?
Yeah, that went all right, too. Here we go.
Yeah.
At least that one paid.
I like Peyton Place. I thought the run at Tari was very good the other day. Chased hard to the line. Got beat half a length. One up there prior to that. But a good third of the stable mate, Silver Melody, beaten 2 lengths on the bill at Newcastle back in July. Louise Day rode a winner yesterday. She'll claim 1.5, got a good barrier. It'll be on the pace in the big field. I think it could win. Number 8, Single Intent, threw the race away at Newcastle the other day. He led, and he wanted to run off the track in the home straight. He can do that. Will he run 1,500? That's a bit of a query. I think there was only 1,300 the other day at Newcastle. When he ended up running third, 1350 it was. But if he stays on the track, he'll run a race. Number 6, Retribution, been going well. Ready now, third run back. And number 11, Port Gold, won well the other day for Michael Byers and Robert Thompson at Newcastle. 5, 8, 6, and 11.
The seventh one, Rogue Runner, 260, two wrong, footy wrong, three even. Number three, Good Grab, 550. Four, Sweetest Eyes, $5. Five out, six Iota, 51. Seven out, eight Ramaway, 950. Nine, 10 out, 11 Velvet Glove, 51. 12 Alaroo, 19. 13 out, and 14 One More Prince, 101. Favourite here is one Rogue Runner, Brett Partelli, at $2.60.
Wrongfully wrong. Wrongfully wrong is the one. Now, Leanne Henry goes back on him today, and she's ready for most of his start. He loves to jump and run through him, and he's hard to run down over this type of distance when he leads. Now, they went for an apprentice, Stephen Gleeson did last start, and the horse was a handful on the home straight. And Scone got beat 1.3. But Bubba goes back on him today, Bubba Henry, and she knows him so well. She rides him three times a week in work and in the races. She's rode him nearly every start. Barrier one, he'll jump and run. And he'll be very hard to run down on his own track. He bolted in a race at Tamworth by nearly four lengths, three runs back when he's led. Number one, Rogue Runner. Chad Lever rides today for Brett Partelli. Brett's been in hospital. I don't know whether he's out. At the moment, he's having a bit of surgery, so we wish him well. At 61.5, when Bullet rode it at Newcastle the other day, and it was disappointing. Shared the lead. It was heavily backed, started to $1.90. That was the Cessnock meeting, a lower class at Newcastle. He tried hard, but he tired. His barrier's all right. Lever rides him today, drops a couple of kilos. He would have benefited from that run. And he carries, of course, the Capiz Artist colours owned by the Vieira family. Number three, Good Grab, an interesting runner. It's had two starts in its life. Run fifth at Durban back in July last year. And then won at Ipswich. Is now with Rod Northam for the first time. Hasn't had a trial. And it's got Art Thompson. It led and held on the day it won at Ipswich. 1,000 metres looks like it'll suit it. I'd be wary of it. And number four, Sweetest Eyes, Matthew Smith. Not without a hope, the last start winner at Kembla. 2, 1, 3, and 4, mate.
All right. Now, I've got to mention today, too, this is all part of the need for feed drought relief day, and Aquas Farmers giving Richard Callender $2,500 per race for the seven races to bet with Tab to turn it into a good donation at the end of the meeting. Now, if at the end of the day things don't work out 100% and they're short of 20 grand, Tab will top it up. So a minimum of $20,000 will be donated today, one way or the other, with the drought relief. So this is the need for feed drought relief day today at Muswellbrook.
Yeah, they're doing it tough, mate, in the upper heart of Muswellbrook, Scone, and places like that for farmers. I mean, they're doing it tough all over the state.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we see more of Muswellbrook and Scone because we, you know, live in the area and that. And, here at Maitland, where I am, it's a tragedy. It's like a concrete road, some of these paddocks around here. I'm in at Lochinvar where, you know, it's rural. Mm. We've got big farms and that around here. It's just tragic, this.
There is
a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I know they're hard to catch, but if the Weather Bureau gets it right, there's rain coming some Friday, but more Saturday, Sunday of this week. And they are talking up in some areas, in the lower Hunter and down as far as Newcastle, could be up to 30 mils.
Oh, gee, that'll be welcome.
Now, if that happens, that'll be a godsend.
And then follow-up rains, what they need after that.
Oh, of course, another 10 inches, over the recent, the few of months. Mm. That would be a big help.
Let's hope something comes. Too right. Now, what are your good things today?
It's a great day. It's for a great cause, and let's hope there's winners for everyone.
Now, your best?
In the first, the Japanese. Of course, how do you pronounce it?
Minor Freccia.
Minor Freccia, yep. He's